Good morning, all.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning, Your Honor. Ian Bamrick from Young, Conaway, Stargate, and Taylor, representing the debtors and debtors in possession. Your Honor, on the agenda today is one item, the motion of Crest Steel Corp. for limited relief from the automatic stay. My understanding is that the informal responses have been resolved, but that the objection deadline was set at the hearing. Unless Your Honor has any questions for me, I will turn it over to counsel for Crest Steel.
Very well.
Good morning, Your Honor. Rachel Mursky of Monsec, Mursky, McLaughlin, and Browder on behalf of Crest Steel. I understand in this case that this is highly likely to be the shortest hearing you will have, having had momentous events prior to this. Before filing the motion for relief from stay, we've tried to resolve this by stipulation, but because there was so much uncertainty in regards to the debtor, that was impossible. Fortunately, in the interim, after filing the motion for relief from stay, we have had input from the creditors committee, the debtors, the unit holders group, and the DIP lender. And I have for you this afternoon, or this morning still, an approved form of order. Can I approach the clerk?
Yes, certainly. Thank you.
Your Honor, I don't have a black line for you, but there are very few substantive changes.
No need.
This is a very simple relief that limits to filings required under California law to perfect the lien and no more without further order of the court. Our parties are in agreement to the form of the order.
Thank you. And because this was put on short notice, the time for raising objections, as debtor's counsel indicated, was today at the hearing. So I'll ask for the record. Does anyone else wish to be heard in connection with the relief that's been requested or have any objection to it? I hear no response. This is a fairly routine type of relief that's requested in this type of case. I'm assuming, without knowing, that there will be more such requests that may be made. Have the parties talked about how to handle them?
Your Honor, one of the things that's in the queue, obviously with a lot of other things going on, is getting a motion to approve certain procedures to address these types of things. I turn it over to counsel of the committee.
Your Honor, good morning. Colin Robbins, Chelsea Steng, Deal and Jones, behalf of the committee. There have been informal discussions behind the scenes between the committee and the debtors about a kind of a process motion that the debtors are working on, and we've had some input on initially and to address this, because we do want to avoid kind of an avalanche of these types of filings.
Well, we'll talk about another avalanche in a moment. Okay. But before I switch to that, let me ask, and this wasn't set as a status hearing, but I know that after the resolution that was made recently, the company was going to review whether it was going to retain the same professionals or move to new ones. Where does it stand with respect to the extra committee professionals, I'll call them? Can you just give me a brief update on what's going on?
So, Your Honor, as a brief update as it applies to the debtors' professionals, Gibson and Dunn and Young Conaway, the board is still considering whether or not to, or is evaluating all the information, and their process is still ongoing. As to, and I believe your question also relates to the ad hoc groups that have been appointed, those groups are still in the process of being formalized, and I believe that will be wrapped up relatively shortly.
Your Honor, the only color, again, Colin Robinson for the committee, the only color I would add is that I think subject to the formalization of the parties, the Drinker Biddle firm have been involved still, and for the unit holders, the Venable firm still have been involved. So once it's a formal process, but I don't want you to think kind of the momentum has slowed down. So the parties are still talking and ongoing conversations. But I think until a formal notice is filed, I'll let those firms speak for themselves. And then just on the timing with regard to the debtors' professionals, my recollection from the approval, I'll call the approval order of the global resolution of trustee motions, just want to remind Your Honor, keep in mind, I think the way the process works is the new board makes its decision, and then I believe that the SEC has a time period. I don't know if the SEC is on the phone or not, but they do have a time period to then review the board's decision. So Your Honor understands the timing. There's then a second kind of time period for the SEC to weigh in, is my recollection, unless they waive it, obviously.
But. All right, understood. Thank you. Well, here's my issue. We spoke early on in the case about the letters that the court was receiving. And one of the ad hoc committee counsel had said, well, maybe we can propose a procedure, understanding, I understand, of course, that other events kind of took over the attention of the parties and the professionals, understandably so. I take responsibility for this, uneven in terms of deciding what to docket and what not to docket. Generally, I wouldn't docket letters unless they embody what I would fairly consider a claim for relief of some kind, at which point they'd be scheduled as motions for hearing. And I haven't been through the stack completely, but I am going to go through it to the extent I find something that looks like a request for relief. I'll have it docketed and we'll schedule a hearing. But I will find a way to send these along to counsel. Maybe we'll scan them, even the ones we don't docket, and send them along. Some of them are default notices.
Yes, I believe approximately 50 of those were.
Interest payments, yeah. So I'd like you to keep on the menu of things to do, figuring out some way of getting to the individual, I'll call them investors of both types, not to send letters to the court somehow, some way.
Understood, Your Honor, and I can provide you a very brief update on that. The ad hoc note holders group, Drinker Biddle firm in particular, was working on a proposed form of order. I believe that the status of that is that it's in process. The Drinker Biddle firm was waiting until the formal process whereby the ad hoc note holder group would be formalized was finished prior to circulating that order to all of the quarters, all of the parties to consider, and filing that order hopefully under COC. Okay. And then we were thinking that would sort of be the first step of a process by which we'd be able to start explaining this to the parties.
Would be much appreciated.
Understood, Your Honor.
All right. Is there anything else we need to talk about today?
There is not.
All right. Thank you all very much. That concludes this hearing. Court will stand adjourned.
Thank you very much.